you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, July 7th, 2020. And there's three special guests joining us in the studio, along with my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday co-host, Mary Ann Simpkins.
Hey.
The crowd goes wild. And we have three special guests, and I'll tell you a little story before they get introduced. But Russ Brown, who's a new, I think, news director at a station in Danville, messaged me the other day and said, I think these two would be a great interview. You might want to follow up. And so right away I followed up, did some research, and came across Pastor John Houck, who's the pastor at the First United Methodist Church of Paxton. And so he and I talked, and then that got me in touch with Charles Tucker Magumba. And then I learned of his wife, Destiny. And so all three are joining us today for the Special Testimony Tuesday. And I'm excited to share their faith journey and why they're still here in our country and some of the things God is doing through their ministry work. But Pastor John, how about you formally introducing Charles and Destiny and share a little background on why they're still in our country and how it's been a real blessing to you, your congregation, and the many people that they're serving now in Paxton.
Okay, great. Well, we're glad to be here today. And I've been the pastor at the United Methodist Church in Paxton for 5 years now. But we got an email from Pastor Charles back at the end of February, and we had scheduled a Lord Teach Us to Pray seminar at our church through Aldersgate Renewal Ministries, which is based out of Goodlettsville, Tennessee. They were coming in the middle of March to our church to do this prayer seminar, and so Charles sent me an email and asked if they would be able to come to that prayer seminar because they were planning to attend a different seminar in Goodlettsville in April with Aldersgate. And so I arranged some housing for them, which was an interesting story. We have a family in Paxton, the Byer family, and Royce Byer's mother, Millie, passed away a few years ago, but they kept her house available as a guest house for people that were coming to Paxton. And so I contacted Royce, and he was able to allow us to use that house for Charles and Destiny during their time with us. And initially, they arrived on March 12th. Initially, they were planning to stay with us for about 10 days. And right after that weekend of our prayer seminar was when the stay-at-home order came into force.
Oh, boy.
And so they've been stuck with us now for about 3.5 months in Paxton. But it has been a blessing because we've been able to develop relationships with them, and they've been able to meet people in the community. The Hudson family, Carl Hudson and Andy Hudson, are pharmacists in Paxton, and they have a pharmacy there. They have been very accommodating and helping Charles and Destiny out in many different ways during their time with us.
Aww.
And so it's been a blessing to hear about their ministry and help to support their ministry while they've been a part of our community.
Well, John, I can believe that it's been a blessing because I feel a blessing just today being around them.
Yes.
What our listeners don't have the benefit of seeing or being a part of is we had a great prayer time together, each of us praying up this program, hoping that God would use it to touch lives, maybe bring healthy conviction or insight.
Yeah.
You recently started a ministry here in the United States to help with your ministry in Africa. So, Charles, how about sharing a little about the three ministries you're currently involved in?
Well, Brother Mark, it's awesome for us to be here in Champaign-Urbana and do this broadcast with you. It's like a dream, you know, for us to be here and have to be a blessing to the people of God as we share with them in fellowship this morning. Yes, we have three ministries that we run. The first one is Child Celebration Network. It's a child-focused ministry. It's based out in Iganga, a small town in the eastern part of Uganda. And through that, we reach out to disadvantaged children. We help provide education to them. We provide water to the villages around the school. We have a well that we've drilled there, with support, by the way, from a ministry out in Arizona. So they drilled a well, and it's a handheld pump, but we use that to provide water to people in the village, and we also provide health services to the children in Iganga and the places around there. We also run a ministry called Freedom Project, and through that we do church planting and, you know, just evangelism. We have open air crusades. We do prayer meetings where we bring together many churches in different towns, and we pray through the night, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Yes, we do that. It's awesome, you know, if you're there. And then we also do an empowerment ministry. We support pastors who are not able to have formal biblical training. We provide them with training. And we also help to start mini church libraries in Uganda, and we have done that in South Sudan as well. And then lately, just recently, a few months ago, you know, we figured out if we are going to be stuck in the United States, we're going to get the most out of it. And so we were praying about it, and we said, Lord, why are we here longer than we should be? Maybe we need to have some footprints here and reach this nation for you also, and be missionaries to the United States.
Thank you. Praise God.
So we started the cooperation here in Illinois. That was registered in 2 days. That was a miracle.
Yeah.
And then we got a 501c3 approval 2 weeks later. Another miracle.
Yeah, most 501c3s, especially in the state of Illinois, can take a minimum of 6 months to sometimes a year or two because of paperwork and validations and accreditation and all the snafus and things you have to work through. And so I'm shocked. It's no less than a miracle to have something like that in a couple of weeks is amazing.
Yeah.
And your ministry, the Freedom Project, I know you're raising some funds for sound equipment, speakers, microphones, things that you can take out when you do your evangelistic campaigns and such. How would somebody find out a little more about that project or these two other ministry works that you're now doing?
For Child Celebration Network, we have a website. It's childcelebrationnetwork.org. That's one word, childcelebrationnetwork.org. For Freedom Project, we don't have a website. And Freedom Missions Project, which is based out here in Paxton, even for that, we do not have a website. The best way would be to reach us through the First United Methodist Church in Paxton.
And so is there a phone number, or how would you, Pastor John, want to have people get in touch with
people
you?
People can get in touch with the church by calling the church office, which is 217-379-3817. Or if you send an email to the church, it's fumcpaxton@gmail.com. And that is the best way to reach us with questions about the ministry. And we've been raising money also through mission offerings to support the Freedom Mission Project that Charles has started here in the United States to support their ministry.
Once again, that phone number is 217-379-3817.
Yes.
217-379-3817. This is an opportunity for you to have an impact in Uganda.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
So this might
praise
be something
God.
That
yes.
the Lord's going to lead you into in the days ahead.
And just to add, so everyone is comfortable with it, this is a non-denominational ministry.
Yes.
So we are open to supporting as many people as we can through it. In fact, during the short time we've been here, we've already been to the Pentecostal church, we have been to charismatic churches, we've been to the Baptist churches, and we've been, you know, connecting with the Lutheran churches as
That's
well.
Great.
So
it's
non-denominational.
That's great.
Yes.
Now, Charles, if somebody, maybe they're part of a large group Sunday school class, or maybe a pastor or a church deacon is listening to this program and wants to invite you to come over, it seems like you're going to be in the United States for at least a few more weeks. We don't know exactly when you'll be let back into Uganda, but if somebody wanted to call you, can you share your cell phone number so they can get in touch with you?
Yes, my cell phone number is 217-530-5760.
217-530-5760.
And Mark, I just want to introduce, who hasn't spoken yet, Destiny, Charles' totally beautiful wife, who's sitting next to me.
Wow,
and
thanks.
You can just feel the Holy Spirit on this woman. I mean it, you can. So say something to us, Destiny.
Yes, thank you, Miriam. I'm really glad to be here. This is like a dream. I never thought that one day I'll be in the United States and sitting in front of a few beautiful people, like on the broadcast in Champaign, Urbana. So this is really a nice opportunity, and I really thank God for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what some people may not realize, but when your missionaries are called of the Lord, there's sacrifices that are always given, and you're apart from your four children.
Yeah, we are really a blessed family. We have twins, girls. They are 7 years old. One is called Shama, another one is called Rama. And then we have a boy, he's 6 years old. He's called Mizpah. And then we have a little one, she's called Abigail, she's 4 years old. Yeah, for now, as we are not there, they are living back in Uganda with Chelsea's mom. Yeah. He's really a loving Jaja, like more Nana here.
Yeah, yeah.
So
thank you, God, for grandmas.
Yeah. We thank God for grandmas.
Yes.
Yeah. I've loved for maybe to stay with my mom, mm-hmm. because she's also a nice, mm-hmm. loving Jaja,
sure.
I believe. Mm-hmm. But, well, they can't stay with her because I'm more like a Muslim background girl.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm from a Muslim background. So, you know, those Muslims get 1, 2, 3, 4 wives. So, unfortunately, my mom can't stay with my kids because she's living with her co-wife in the same house.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. they share the house.
Mm-hmm.
They share the kitchen. They share everything apart from the bedroom. And since my dad passed away, they've been together in the same house for now 18 years.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really right. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Even in Africa, people don't believe that it could happen. But we also wonder how it happened. We think that maybe something happened.
Yeah.
Maybe before dad passed away, he did something to connect these women together.
Interesting.
So that they don't separate.
Right.
So they are living together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you feel like your children are in secure hands right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And that helps. I mean, you came here for like 2 weeks, and it's been three and a half months.
My mother is an expert at looking after children.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, on this Testimony Tuesday, the beauty of this program is to share a God-honoring faith journey that God's put you through. Mm-hmm. And so, Charles, before you share some of the ways you've seen God at work wooing you to himself through individuals, through maybe the reading of the word, through dreams or insights from other people, give me a husbandry 101 shout out about Destiny. What do you love best about her? And then how has God brought her into your life?
You know, Marianne said it. You know, she said she feels the presence of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. around Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I think Destiny is the voice of the Holy Spirit in our home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's this sweet, you know, voice that gives us direction mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in the home. She's always worshiping the Lord. Oh, sometimes I'm like, can't you keep quiet just for once?
Oh.
She sings, worships in the morning, throughout the day, in the night. Mm-hmm. Even last night, I had to say, please, can we sleep? she's that sweet, godly woman. She just loves to worship, and she is a great. She's great. So she guides me, you know, quite a lot, and helps me to keep my feet on the ground. Yeah.
Excellent.
What many people probably do realize with a couple, that they're a team. You know, maybe one is more prominent or out in front or known for the ministry, but we know the unique or crucial role that our helpmeet, whoever, whether it's the man or the woman, that's the significant mm-hmm. part of the ministry, that there's the support and the strength given through this helper.
Yeah. That is true.
I think you've got two significant, in their own right, people here.
Yep. So how did you come to know the Lord?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to know the Lord in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can't put a finger on a day, you know, like people who will say a preacher came to, you know, a place and was preaching and called out people and I stepped forward and gave my life to Christ. No, I cannot put a finger on one single day. But I was invited by a lady, a friend, to come to their church in 1998. And so I kept on attending this Pentecostal church. And I was a drunkard. Mm-hmm. I loved booze. Oh, mm-hmm. God, I used to drink. I had just left university, and it was 1 year, and I hadn't got a job. It's not easy to get employment in Uganda. And so I found myself drinking alcohol and just getting lost. into alcoholism. And so this lady encouraged me to come to their church, and I used to attend. And the amazing thing was, sometimes I was drunk in the church service. And I was afraid, and, you know, would have expected the Lord to condemn me for that. But there was always this sweet, loving presence that I felt in the church services. And, you know, I remember one day the elder of that church, many years ago, preaching about the first love from the book of Revelation. And the Lord touched me through that. I could always feel the love, you know, through the messages that were preached. There were two young men who were discipling me. They didn't bother, you know, with the fact that I was a drunkard. They loved me. And so just that daily, weekly invitation from the Lord is what drew me to Him. And then finally, I gave my life to Him. I just surrendered, repented of my sins, gave up my drinking habit, and just laid it all at the feet of Christ and became a disciple of Christ.
Then when did you feel the calling to serve in a role as an evangelist or to share to other people about Jesus or to work with children or to do this threefold ministry that now God has on your life?
That was something. That happened around 2000. I was very excited to go out and have crusades and, you know, just preach the gospel to multitudes. And so I planned one such meeting when I was still a very young Christian. And when we went to this town, we talked to the believers there. We asked them to help us arrange this meeting. And they weren't very cooperative. And I returned home, I remember that evening, very angry at these Christians. You know, when you've been a Christian for many years, you kind of get used to things. And the young Christians are more vibrant. They want to do stuff for the Lord.
Let's get going.
Yes, so I was that kind.
Yes.
And so when I came back and these Christians had frustrated me, they were saying, oh, we have to pray about this and we have to wait upon the Lord. And I wanted to preach the gospel immediately. I was upset. And so I said I wasn't going to go back to that town. It's called Kaliro. I wasn't going to go back and preach the gospel. And that night I had a vision from the Lord. It was from the Lord, I believe. And I saw multitudes of graves on either side of the road. It was a dirt road. And someone was forcing me to go back to a place that I didn't want to go to. And there were multitudes of graves on either side of the road. And the person who was forcing me to go back to that town was interested in those graves. And then I remember in the same dream, I, you know, found a grave and was speaking to the person who was in the grave. The person was long dead. They were buried. But I was speaking to them and telling them to come out of the grave. And they did. And so when I woke up, I talked to the pastor. And the pastor said, maybe the Lord is calling you to the ministry of evangelism. He wants you to go and speak His word to those that are in the grave so that they can come out and have life. And so that's how I started off as an evangelist.
Raise those dry bones.
I'm thinking it's interesting. Magumba means bones, right?
Yeah.
And you were speaking to like the dead bones. What is that, in Ezekiel or something about those dry bones?
God raised them up.
Yeah.
Telling them to come back to life. And since then, it's just been awesome. It's just been awesome.
That's just wonderful.
Well, we only have about 3 minutes left with this broadcast, so I want to give out a phone number for people to call for more information about your ministry. So, Charles, I'm going to give out your phone number again in case people want to invite you to their church or their large group, or who knows, maybe another radio station or something.
Yeah, and I would love to come and give them the African thing. We shout, boy, and, you know. And just,
amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
We're going to preach a message.
And preach it for real.
So people can call 217-379-3817. That's 217-379-3817. And if you don't remember that, the radio station number, real easy, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. We can get you in touch with Charles or Pastor John at the First United Methodist Church of Paxton. And certainly you can stop by the website, childcelebrationnetwork.org, childcelebrationnetwork.org.
And for Freedom Missions Project, that's a 501c3, so if someone would like to give a donation, they can get a tax receipt for that.
So you can get in touch with Charles directly at 217-530-5760. That's 217-530-5760. Or you can call Pastor John at the church number at 217-379-3817. That's 217-379-3817.
Mark, I'd like to just close the broadcast with one quick message. The United States has taught me how to live and also how to die, you know, the time that I've been here. Yes, when I came to the U.S. in Paxton, I got to meet the pharmacist of the town. I met the pastor of the town. I met the owner of the only grocery in Paxton. He's a friend, Craig. And then I met the FINRA director of Paxton.
Yeah.
So I have had all these
the
experiences.
Yeah.
Yes. And Hudson, who runs the drugstore, has said, if you get sick, I will treat you. And I know that Royce Beyer has said, if you die, I'll send you back in a bottle. But, you know, just something. Yeah, that's funny. I hope I won't go back in a bottle. I won't.
Yeah. No, you won't.
But, you know, it's taught me to live and to die. I have also seen the great history that you have. I have read. You keep it. We don't have history kept in Africa because our great-grandfathers didn't know how to read and write. And so you guys have an opportunity here. And you know what the Lord has done in your life. The Christian heritage is given to your nation. And He has blessed you tremendously because of the knowledge of your forefathers, you know, that they had of the Lord. And this is very important. And it is very sad to see now a lot of people in the U.S. are walking away from the Lord. That is very sad. And I would just like to encourage people who might be listening to us to consider coming to a point where they reconsider their relationship with God. And I just want to finish with this portion of scripture. It's in Daniel chapter 12. I love it. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." I have seen people wheeled into the FINRA home, including last night around midnight. I saw the cart bringing the dead body. I see these every day. People are dying even here in the United States. On a daily basis, people die. There are piles and piles in the FINRA home. And so it is important for us who have been called to preach the gospel, and you who have believed to be steadfast in your faith and serve the Lord, because we don't have a long time to stay here.
Oh, yes. Praise God. Preach the gospel.
That's going to preach. That's going to preach. Find out more about the ministry work that Charles and Destiny are doing in Uganda. You can be part of an international ministry touching lives throughout the world. Call Charles directly at 217-530-5760, 217-530-5760, or stop by childcelebrationnetwork.org. childcelebrationnetwork.org. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, under our archive programs link. And be praying up Charles and Destiny. And thank you, Pastor John, for coming in and introducing the special Worker Bees for God to our Great News Radio family.
It's my privilege.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.